goes away in September, don't they? If they haven't got children, everyone goes away in September to avoid the school time. Welcome to our service this morning, anyway. It's good to see those of you that are here. Oh, thank you. And we're joined by Shelley and by Roy on Zoom, so that's nice too. Any notices for this week? We have church meeting after the service, at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Not quite after the service, but you can go away and have your lunch and come back. If you want to stay here and have lunch, you should have brought your own. I don't know if anyone will this week, actually. Anyway. this evening we have a prayer meeting, which will be in here and on Zoom. So if you can't get on Zoom, come to the building. If you'd rather stay at home, join us on Zoom. That's at 7:30. I think that's about it. Is there anything else that I need to say? Is there any family news that anyone else wants to say? Right? Okay. Let me read then from Psalm 119, verses 33 to 40. It's the longest psalm in the Bible, the longest chapter in the Bible, I believe. But I'll just read a bit of it, because otherwise we'll be here all day. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart towards your statutes and not towards selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, preserve my life. Let's pray as we start our service. Lord God, we thank you for all that you've given to us. And we thank you for your word, which teaches us and directs us and inspires us. Lord, as we gather here this morning, to worship you and to listen to your word, would you speak to us? May we know you, may we know your presence, and may we be changed by you and grow into your likeness. In Jesus' name, amen. The psalm speaks of coming to the Lord and asking him to teach us. So our first service today, our first song today is Teach Me to Dance.
Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to walk in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. All the movements express a heart that loves to say yes. Let me to obey you. Let all my energy bless to see the joy in your face. And my hopes be praise you. Praise you.
Teach me
to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Can you turn this in a bit?
Compassion.
Teach me to trust in the word of your promise.
Teach me to hope in the
beat of your heart.
Sorry, the music was a bit low. Keep up.
A bit harsh
and a bit high.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. It's a bit fast.
So today's service is all about learning. And learning is something that should go on through our whole lives. So as I warned you last week, I want to know from you, what have you learned recently? Nothing. No one's learned anything, ever. Hang on, I'm going to bring the microphone down. I've got my mask on.
To be more patient. That's waiting, that's like when you're in shops. Like when you're in shops and things, waiting for people, or waiting, yeah, just waiting a bit for people, waiting for people.
Natalie, can you come and take the microphone round, darling, because my microphone's, I can't walk in front of a speaker, it makes noise. Thank you, babe. Anyone else?
You can't please all the people all the time.
You can't please all the people all the time.
Well, the music was either too high or too low. For example.
We learned from our music this morning. Anyone else? Really? Do you want to?
I like words, and I've never gone to a new one.
Is the microphone turned on? Dad, is the light on the mic?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? Yeah. No. I like words, and found one or two new ones. One's quite picturesque. When you think of a window sill, the word sill sort of means the edge, the end, doesn't it? So what do you think a sky sill is?
The end of the sky.
Which is otherwise known as?
Yeah.
That's it, the horizon. So I should, in future, refer to the horizon as the sky sill. Another one I liked was baffle gab. Now that means going into a long-winded explanation without actually making anything clear. Otherwise known as politician speak.
I think we'll have to remember that one.
Patience waiting for God. I learned something.
What?
That scorpions, at night, if you shine a light on them, they are luminous.
Oh, scorpions are luminous.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. At night, if you shine a light on a scorpion, it's luminous.
Yeah,
I Caitlin knew that. Caitlin knows everything. Have you learnt anything new recently?
If you shine a light on somebody's shirt when it's been washed with certain washing powders, it glows in the dark.
Okay.
You'll have to find out which washing powders they are.
So Caitlin's been learning jewellery making. Ayana, have you learnt anything recently? Since you've been back at school, maybe?
Yes, I learned that it takes forever to get your food in the cafeteria.
You learned that it takes forever to get your food in the cafeteria.
Yeah. But, yeah, so bring it around.
Yeah, something to learn.
And Spanish.
Oh, I have learned.
And she's learned Spanish?
Tiny
bit. In 2 days? You've been back at school for 2 days? One day?
No, I learned a bit of Spanish in my
house. Oh, right, okay. Matty? No? Okay. How did you learn things? You can just shout out, I'll have the
microphone.
YouTube. YouTube. That's it. The children this morning are learning. Okay. The children this morning are practicing learning because they're doing things up there that they've not done before, that they're learning off of the internet. That's their job for this morning. I doubt the rest of us learn much off of YouTube.
Yeah,
sometimes? Yeah?
Crochet.
Okay. Just me then. I will pull it out the way. I don't learn much off of YouTube. We learn, how else can we learn things?
Books.
That's old fashioned, isn't it?
From your parents.
From your parents, yeah. From listening to other people, watching other people. I've learned a lot over the last year. Mainly by being thrown in at the deep end and having to do it. Just having to get on with it and do things I've never done before. The main thing that I've learned is that I can actually do things that I've never done before. You know, because you get to a stage of looking at, oh, I don't know how to do that. And sort of grind to a halt. But learning that you can do it after all. And one thing I've learned about God is that he's always there. Not just he's there when I call on him or he's there when I pray, but he's always there. And I remember a couple of months after I lost Tony, someone asked me about my relationship with God. And I thought about it. And I could picture God beside me. I couldn't look at him, I was too upset. I couldn't lean on him, I just wanted to curl up in a ball and wait for everything, all the horrible stuff in the world to go away. I couldn't feel him, he didn't make everything magically better. I couldn't even pray, I didn't have the words. But he was there. And it was as though he said to me, when you're ready, I'm here. It's okay, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to come to me. I'm just here. And that's an amazing thing to know, isn't it? Sometimes we talk about, we ask God to come to us, or we talk about us coming to God, but God's there. And God's always teaching us, isn't he? Jesus' disciples called him Rabbi, teacher. And there's one thing in particular they asked him to teach them. Teach us to pray, they said. So as we prepare for our own prayer time, I want us to listen to a song that asks the same thing. Teach me how to pray, Jesus, it says. Teach me the wonders of the secret place. Teach me how I can seek your face. Teach me to stand before the throne of grace. Teach me how wholeness comes in brokenness, how fullness comes in emptiness. Teach me the higher ways of holiness. Teach me how to pray. So we're just going to sit and listen to that as we prepare for our prayer time.
Teach me how to pray, Jesus, teach me hard to pray. Touch your throne, bring them down to release your power. Teach me how to pray. Jesus, teach me how to pray. Touch your heart to have faith that can mountains move. Teach me how to pray. Teach me the wonders of a secret place. Teach me how even I can see the place. Teach me to stand before the throne.
Thank you.
And Jesus said, seek God's kingdom. His reign on earth. Peace, justice, wholeness. No sin or sickness or crying or conflict. Can you call out any situations in which we might ask for God's kingdom to come? Among nations or groups or individuals? In the lives of the individuals in our prayer box? God, we seek your kingdom. Seek your kingdom in this place, in this church. We ask for your guidance and your work among us, in our services and especially in our meeting this afternoon. We seek your in this community. We seek your kingdom in the lives of those who are sick. Lord, may your kingdom come, your kingdom of healing, of wholeness, of blessing. We seek your kingdom in the places that are grieving. May they know the peace and the comfort of your kingdom. We seek your kingdom of peace and justice in places of conflict. We seek your reign over the effects of COVID that are still ongoing. Lord God, may your kingdom come. And Jesus continued to submit to God's will, knowing all our prayers which we pray, believing that what we ask for is good. We still accept that God's plans may be better as we say, thy will be done. And then he said, ask for what you need. So we pray for those earthly necessities we need to survive. We accept our dependence on God for food and water and shelter. And we pray too for God's life in us. For man does not live on bread alone, but by the word of God. And perhaps now will be a good time to thank you, Lord, for all that you give us to sustain our physical and spiritual life. And to dedicate to you our offerings in the box or in the bank to be used according to your will. Would you bless the gifts and the givers and give wisdom to those who use them. And Jesus continued to teach his disciples to pray for forgiveness. And so we take a moment in the quiet just to ask him to show us and forgive us for the things we have done wrong. And we think of those who have done wrong to us and choose to forgive them too. Jesus taught us to ask for his protection.
against the evils of our own hearts and minds, the temptations of the world, and the actions of the devil, against whom we're powerless in ourselves, but have every power through Jesus' death and the life of the Holy Spirit within us. So let's join to pray together in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we continue in prayer in the next song. Father, I place into your hands the things I cannot do.
Chapter 4, verses 1 to 13, in case you want to read it later on. wisdom is supreme. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and only a child of my mother, he taught me and said, lay hold of your words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, and therefore get wisdom. Though it cost all, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you straight along a straight path. When you walk, your steps will be hampered. When you run, will not be hampered, sorry. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life.
Proverbs is a book of teaching, but it's not a textbook of facts, it's a book of wisdom. I want to show you a meme which I saw on Facebook. Do you want to put the picture up there? Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. Philosophy is wondering if a Bloody Mary counts as a smoothie. We'll stick with the top two, though. You can know as much as you like. If you don't know how to use that knowledge, it isn't going to help you. I read the story a few weeks ago, didn't I, of the wise and foolish builders. The wise one not only heard the word, but also put it into practice. And Proverbs is full of teaching that's practical. Work hard, do right, be honest, watch what you say, choose your friends well. But more of that later. Let's pause for a moment and go back to that first verse of the reading. Listen to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. So we're going to sing another song, and this one's on the computer. And if the children do want to come up and do the actions, they're more than welcome. But they don't seem to be. Listen to advice.
God's word.
You wouldn't believe, when I came up here and set it up, the girls played it about four times, standing up here and doing the actions and dancing to it. I just don't want to do it when anyone's watching. I think that microphone might still be on. Thank you. Listen, accept instruction. Learn as much as you can, that's great. But don't just let it stay at the level of head knowledge. If you know, for example, Dad, can I have have I got another PowerPoint on there?
No.
I can't remember what I set up.
No, it's the last hymn.
Okay. I did another PowerPoint, but it's still on my computer and not made it to that. Never mind. So if you know, for example, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. What does that mean? What are you meant to do with that?
Answer somebody, listen to what they've got to say, but bite your tongue.
Listen and bite your tongue. That's good. Don't be a, what was it, really?
Baffle gab.
Engage your brain before using your mouth.
Yeah, brain before mouth. That's good. If you know that whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid, how are you meant to act?
Listen and do what they ask you to do.
Accept people telling you you're wrong. That's how you learn, that's it. And if you know he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm, what does that say to you? What sort of person should you be spending your time with? Wise ones. And you need to read that in the context of Proverbs. Wisdom isn't about knowing a lot. So it isn't saying you should only be friends with clever people. It's saying you should be friends with wise people, people who know the right thing and do it. People who accept discipline and are loyal and honest. The most important theme of the book of Proverbs is this: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's not fear as in I'm afraid of God, but fear as in respect, obedience, doing what he wants you to do. If you respect and follow God and hang around with other people who respect and follow God, you're wise, and that wisdom leads to life. And that's what God wants us to learn. Not algebra or French or philosophy or strange words, interesting as they are, but respect and trust and love for God. Learning to be like Jesus. And as I said last week, to be the people he made us to be. And together to be the church he made us to be. Over the next couple of months in Bible studies, we're going to be looking at the mission of the church. Something I had to do for my college course and I wanted to share with you. And I'd encourage you to come to it, obviously. Because we're not here just to learn stuff, to acquire knowledge. God calls his people together in the church for a reason, a mission, and we need to learn what that is and put it into practice in order to live in obedience to him. So please do join us on Zoom on a Wednesday evening as we discuss these things. But one final thing. I've said that we're always learning. So I want you to think for a moment and write down on your piece of paper, you will notice, something that you would like to learn. So on the top it says, I would like to learn. Write down something that you would like to learn. And it could be anything. It could be, I'd like to learn how to make a cake. It could be... I'd like to learn how to fix my car. I'd like to learn how to use Zoom. You can keep that and maybe try it. Build your learning. But on the bottom of that piece of paper, and I split it in two so that you can tear it in half, is there something you would like me to learn? Helen, I'd like you to learn not to talk so much. I'd like you to learn proper actions to songs. Or not to use songs with actions when the children aren't even going to come up and do anything. And if you want to, you can leave that on the table or hand it to me. I'm not promising anything. But it's certainly useful to have something to work towards. So what would you like to learn? What would you like me to learn? And now let us pray. Lord, we learn new things all the time. We've learned things over recent days and weeks. And hopefully we've learned things today. Thank you for all you teach us about your world, about ourselves and about each other. Thank you for minds and hearts and understanding. Would you help us to put our learning into practice and live according to your ways and your word? Help us as we continue to grow to be more like you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our final hymn is, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ.
All the days I live on this life on earth, to pity him in control of body and of soul. Follow him, live your life to him. He has conquered death, he is King of Kings. Accept the joy which he gives to those who yield their lives to him. I want to learn to speak to him, to pray to him, confess my sins, to open my life and let him in, for joy will then be mine. Follow him, yield your life to him, he has conquered death, he is King of Kings. Accept the joy which he gives to those who yield their lives to him. I want to learn to speak of him, my life must show that he lives in me. My deeds, my thoughts, my words must speak all of his love for me. Follow him, build your life to him. He has conquered death, he is King of Kings. Accept the joy which he gives to those who yield their lives to him. I want to learn to read his word, for this is how I know the way to live my life as pleases him, with holy thanks and joy. Follow him, yield your life to him. He has conquered death, he is King of Kings. Accept the joy which he gives to those who yield their lives to him. O Holy Spirit of the Lord, turn now this heart of mine, take full control of my selfish will and make me wholly thine. For him, because life to him, he has conquered death, he's King of Kings. Accept the joy which he gives to those who yield their lives to him.
I close with the words of Paul to the church in Ephesus. I ask that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. As you go and learn and grow in God, walking in his ways, may you know his blessing. Amen.